Next patient is Jeffrey Clements. That's JeffreyClements. 8665. 60-year-old gentleman, put today's date for 12/13. 60-year-old gentleman, currently on his sin for face-to-face evaluation today. Patient is patient currently in, this will be shared, our findings today will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is currently in his in his third benefit period, extending from 10/30/2025 to 12/28/2025. Period. The 60-year-old gentleman is currently on hospice with history of chronic systolic congestive heart failure, cardiac cachexia, weight loss of 70 pounds in the past few months prior to admission, shortness of breath at all times, PPS of 40%, pedal edema chronic, weakness, patient has a known EF of 20 to 25% with a stage 3 chronic renal disease, not interested in renal hemodialysis. Also, he has suffered from COPD dysphagia, history of bipolar disorder, epilepsy, and depression. Patient also had numerous falls in the past period. He also been hospitalized multiple times with CHF exacerbation with pulmonary edema and respiratory failure period. He's currently taking Lasix and potassium, Lasix for his congestive heart failure with minimal potassium in face of chronic renal disease period. He has difficulty with aspiration. Because of his aspiration, he had a PEC tube which was discontinued because he's been able to somewhat keep up with his less period. He is sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day period. Did I say he belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4? He has bowel and bladder incontinence, dysphagia, as was mentioned. His initial MAC was 31.2 centimeter at the beginning of this summer. Which has now dropped to 29 centimeter, consistent with weight loss. The weight loss is deemed to be unavoidable given his congestive heart failure, low EF, and atherosclerotic heart disease. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. It remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.